This is Susan Young, Chair of the Management Selection Review Committee for KPFT. This is the October 4th meeting to start at 6 o'clock. We're starting a little later than that. We're starting at 6:13. And Jane, I'll go ahead and call the roll. Teresa Allen.
Present.
Okay. David Britton. He asked for an excused absence. Adriana Casanave.
Listen.
You said here, right?
Yes.
Joseph Davis. Great. Joseph.
Present. Joseph Davis is present.
Great. Blah, 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 blah. Bob Gartner. Not here. Wally James. Not here. Marianne Martinez.
Here.
I saw Marianne.
She said here.
Okay, great. Sean McPherson.
I am.
Great. Frank Pratka.
Yes, present.
Phew, great. Nancy Saibara Narotomi. Jane Scheidler.
Present.
Great. Ted Wise, go. Unmute, Ted.
Sorry, thank you. I'm here.
Great. Susan Young. I'm here. Okay, Nancy. Thank you.
Present.
I got it,
Nancy. Did
you
give me present? Oh, thank you.
I got it.
To say the name of the person and present, so the other person hears you.
Okay. Nancy Saibara Narotomi is present. Okay. Ted has raised the question of what is the agenda. And I wanted to start this meeting in a somewhat unusual way, because it has come to my attention that there is a question about when the delegates who have just been elected, we don't have the results yet, will be seated. And so the question I am asking, and Ted, I'll come right to you, is whether we proceed with this meeting or we postpone to a meeting on October 18th or 16th, after we have both the results of the election and the PNB has decided whether the new delegates will be seated in December or sooner. So we've got Ted and Adriana with your hands up. Ted.
I just wanted to point out that in the minutes of our last meeting, it doesn't indicate who was the secretary. And also at the next to the last paragraph, it says
Ted, that we're not dealing with minutes at the moment. Wait until we're dealing with minutes, until that agenda item. Okay, please. Adriana, then Nancy.
Yes, Madam Chair. Very clear. I don't know what is this that you are talking about, because the bylaws are very clear. The delegates are delegates till December, when the new elected delegate will be seated. It's nothing that they decide to change and in October or whatever. The bylaws are clear. I know that some of you don't care that much about the bylaws, but that is the bylaw. Then it's nothing that we can change in this meeting. These delegates are delegates till December, till the new board is seated.
Adriana, that has my vote. Okay, Nancy, and it's not for this committee to decide. I'm just saying that the PNB, I believe, has the question on the agenda tomorrow night. Nancy?
It is interesting. You know more about the PNB than me. Oh, incredible.
Well, I saw that, Michael Novick sent out a note to lots of people. saying that the delegates should be seated immediately because it's a postponed election. So I followed up and called a number of people to see where that stood. Okay, my apologies. Nancy, then Joseph.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. We don't even have time to change the bylaws and do a bylaw amendment process. I mean, we don't even have time to do that by the end of the month. So if the PMB decides to do that, then they're violating the bylaws again. Back to you, Joseph. Chair.
Okay, Joseph?
Yeah, just confirming, it doesn't matter what the PMB decides. They can't make a ruling to override the bylaws anyway, so there's no change. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, Frank, did you have your hand up? So,
no, I did not.
Sorry, Frank?
I don't have a hand.
Okay, so then my understanding is that the sense of the committee is we go forward right now, both because the general consensus is that the bylaws provide for December and that the whatever the PNB deals with, that's our understanding of the bylaws. Okay, so the agenda that I propose is first, convene, second, roll call, third, the question that we just addressed of whether we proceed with the meeting this evening, fourth, minutes, fifth, the question of the IGM evaluation, which is twofold. One, is that appropriate for us to be performing? And two, talking about process, recommendations about process, and then adjourn. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as I just outlined it?
So moved.
Thank you. Are there objections to the agenda I just outlined?
Yeah. Yes. Just mention what we say that it's not up to us. If we suspend till the next decision is made, we need to do our jobs. If somebody break the bylaws some other ways, we'll see what happened and we'll deal with that later. We need to do our jobs. Then I don't know why it's on the agenda.
So Adriana, I agree with you.
Okay.
We can take it off the agenda. It does not have to be on the agenda. It was a conversation that occurred after convening the meeting. Nancy, do you have an objection to the agenda?
No.
Okay, great. So then the agenda, removing the item that pertains to discussion about the matter before the PNB, we can go forward. I circulated the minutes, and Ted had some corrections to that. Would you like to offer your corrections?
Not corrections, additions. One was in the very last paragraph, it says it was disputed, but it doesn't indicate who was doing the disputing. And at the very end, it does not indicate who was the person who wrote the minutes. Those two additions need to be addressed, it seems to me.
In my opinion, it is not necessary to name the disputer.
All right. Well, then I don't want to make a big to-do about it. Let's just go on with indicating who was the person who wrote the minutes.
Susan Young wrote the minutes. Hello, Richard.
Hello. I'm sorry I was late.
I'm recognizing Richard.
I can't be here very long.
Okay. What,
are y'all making motions? And
we've gone through a conversation, Richard, about proceeding this evening, and we are proceeding with a meeting this evening. And the agenda, we just approved the agenda, to basically concentrate on the question of IGM evaluation and process. We are just taking up the minutes, and Ted offered an addition to the minutes. Is there any opposition to approving the minutes as distributed with the addition of Susan Young as having drafted the minutes?
No.
Okay, hearing none, we're ready to go. So,
how many people are in the meeting? How many people are in the meeting?
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 are in the meeting.
Okay. We have 15 on our roster.
All right, but we've got really good attendance.
We're missing
right
Britton.
Now.
We're missing Britton and James. So.
Okay.
Right. And Gartner.
Yeah.
Okay. The conversation is about is it timely for us to perform an evaluation of the IGM? And I'd sort of like to take a straw poll of whether people think we should go forward with that or not. Are there those who think we should not?
I don't think it's necessary at this time.
Okay, is there more discussion about that?
And are the bylaws silent on this?
So, Richard, I apologize. Will you elucidate that? Will you speak
well,
to that?
I'll make it a motion. I think we're still in the throes of not having enough money to pay other way. And I think our executive, should really be at the head of this because we don't have all the information to be second guessing all this right now. I think we need to just wait and move forward when we're sure that we can hire somebody full time.
Okay, so as I understand it, Richard has made a motion to postpone evaluation of the IGM to some future time when the general manager position can be posted. We don't need seconds in committees. So we'll be talking about that. Are there objections to Richard's motion?
Yeah, I object.
My hand up.
Huh?
Yes.
And
yes. I have
okay.
My hand
well,
up.
Understood. And Adriana, I wasn't sure if it was a comment or an objection. So great. Adriana, Joseph, Ted, and Nancy.
And Teresa.
Sorry, Teresa. Adriana?
Yes.
Our obligation, according to the bylaws, is to make the evaluation. The reason expressed that have nothing to do if we have the money or not to hire a permanent general manager, because even the interim general manager could be run for to be general manager, but will be really interesting and will be our obligation to have there the evaluation of what he did till now. I think that is our obligation, have nothing to do. The bylaw doesn't say anything about if you have money on said our obligation is make the evaluation. That is what we are, entitled with. Thank you.
Joseph, then Ted, then Nancy, then Teresa.
Okay, I agree that it is a bylaw obligation, and it doesn't cost anything, so there's no money involved. Secondly, it's just a good idea for us to do an evaluation because it gives us an idea of where we're standing, if we're going to have a new manager somewhere down the road, and if there are things that need to be changed can see currently need to change, that's fine. If the current GM decides to stay for a while, then there's still, we need to, because we don't know when he's going to go. So one way or another, it's to our benefit, whether we're going to have a new person or if there's things we want to let Sandy know about that should be corrected. either way, I think it's going to be a productive thing. So thank you.
Thank you. Ted?
I'd like to pass. I'd still like to speak that I'm looking for what the bylaws specifically state. So that's why I'd like to pass.
Okay, Nancy.
This is Nancy. Yeah. What I have to say already, Adriana said, I mean, it's her job to do an evaluation, and it's good to have, I'm going to repeat, it's good to have before we choose somebody, choose Sandy or somebody else. Besides, we can always post a pro bono position.
Okay. I'm sorry, Ted, I'm going to come back to you. You passed. You've got your hand up now, and then we'll go to Teresa and then Richard.
The way I understand it, the hello, can you hear me?
Ted is next, and then you, Teresa.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
This motion should be ruled out of order because Article 7, Local Station Board, Section 3, Specific Powers and Duties states C, to prepare an annual written evaluation of the station's general manager. It is our duty. We don't have a choice.
I'm not going to rule it out of order. I'm going to get a vote about where people are on this. It's something I support, frankly, but I want to have the full conversation. Teresa.
First of all, I don't think it is I don't think his motion is opposed to the bylaws, because the bylaws say we need to do an annual evaluation of the general manager. We don't have a general manager. We have an interim general manager. And, and it's like we missed the 6-month probationary period, but I mean, we don't have a salary depending upon that. I think one thing that we might want to consider is, we have an executive director that works with the general manager and the interim general managers on a regular basis. We might want to ask her what she wants for us for an evaluation of this interim general manager. That's one way of going about it. Because
good idea.
I think she's already asked him to do a self-evaluation. So we might want to just follow her lead and ask what she needs, because she's a supervisor right now.
Good idea.
Okay, Richard was next, and then Adriana has her hand back up, and Nancy has her hand back up. Richard?
I think that what Teresa just said makes a lot of sense. And, you know, listen, I'm not saying don't evaluate the person. I think we got to do that at some point. But it's just right now, I don't quite see it, because we know enough about what we're doing yet, and we need to take some more time and figure out what we're doing before we can involve all those other people and stuff. Thank you.
Okay, Adriana.
Yes, Madam Chair. It's unbelievable. I mean, you cannot give excuses not to do your jobs. Is one of our obligations, duty, is one of the duty of the LSB to do this evaluation. The executive director has nothing to do with our evaluation. The executive director made her own evaluation. That is a totally different scenario. Our evaluation is not tied to what the executive director or anybody else does. It's our duty. I understand that, you know, some of you are thinking that maybe the next LSB will be more friendly. I don't care. We need to do our duties now. We have the governance is not working. The management selection review, you want to stop it. What else do you want not to do? If people don't want to work in this LSB, they can step down. I let the other people that want to work fulfill the duties that we have as delegates in this LSP.
one thing I don't want to do is go bankrupt.
Yes, okay, so we'll no crosstalk, please. Yes. Apologies. Nancy, then Joseph, and then me. Nancy?
Oh, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Nancy, go ahead.
Oh, okay, good. You can hear me. All right, yes. We have to do our job, and I don't think we should make excuses for ourselves not to do it. Whatever we get done is going to help the next LSB. But we gotta do our work first. Besides, we're supposed to be evaluating the ED. We've never done that yet. Thank you. Back to you.
Joseph, then me.
Okay. Again, the bylaws have no distinction. A GM is a GM is a GM, so the title doesn't mean anything. So, secondly, I know that for a fact I and many of the peoples on this call right now have done several manager evaluations, so we have plenty of experience. And if anyone feels unsure about it, I suggest they watch and learn, participate in the process, and they'll get better at it. So thank you.
Okay. I'd like to speak. And I frankly agree with what many things are that have been brought up. I think that the start date in the bylaws is December, and that any question about that should be dismissed summarily by the PNB. I think that it is appropriate for us, appropriate and helpful for us to do an IGM evaluation, and that this is the body that should do it because we have the experience with him. And I think if we put together a constructive process, that it will be beneficial to the board to learn better how to do its job well. And it will be beneficial to Sandy for guidance. And regardless of whether he intends to continue or not, and regardless of how we're going to post. So are we ready to take a vote? The vote, as I understand it, is to not do the IGM evaluation at this time.
I have one question. Yeah, may I ask one question?
Yes.
Well, there was a finance committee meeting today, which I could not attend because I was calling lapsed donors. Do we have the money in the budget to hire a general manager?
No.
No.
Okay.
We have the budget. We have the budget to continue with a volunteer general manager, and there's some uncertainty about whether there might be the possibility of having some non-market pay for anyone who is currently or who would be working as a part of management staff.
What do you mean by non-market pay?
What I mean by that is an hour, a not full-time, not a market hourly.
Okay.
Below market.
I think there's
below market.
Like a stipend.
Yeah, whatever it would be called, it would not be salaries that would be competitive in the market. Basically, people would be working for free or close to free.
Okay.
Or we could at least reimburse expenses.
Right. So at the moment, there is not the ability to make a posting, to post for a general manager position that would be competitive with general manager positions at other stations. So, Jane, will you be ready to take the vote?
I'm sure.
Yes.
Quick point. Since the motion is posed in the terms of a negative to not do something, could you ask the roll call when you do the votes to say to do the evaluation now or to not do it so that we don't get this, you're voting yes to no and no to yes, that sort of thing. That's all.
I think that's a very helpful suggestion. So if you're voting yes, it's to do the evaluation, start it now. If you're voting no, it is to postpone. Jane, are you able to take the roll?
Yeah.
Or shall I take the roll and you record it?
If you would take the roll and I'll record it.
Yeah.
Point of order, Nancy.
Those are beautiful.
Yes. Nancy?
Yeah,
point of order.
Yes. Since we've all decided and agreed that we're doing our job to evaluate, then why are we voting on our opinion of the bylaws? It just doesn't seem
I'm calling you out of order. There is a motion on the floor, and we're going to vote on it. Okay, Teresa Allen, yes, if you wish to proceed now. No, if you wish to postpone.
I object to the ruling of the chair.
Nancy, this is wasting time. There has been a discussion about whether it's required in the bylaws or not. We're not going to dispute that. We're going to go ahead on this vote. Second, David Britton's not here. Adriana, yes to proceed now, no
pass.
To postpone.
Pass.
Yes. Pass. Okay, Joseph Davis.
Proceed now. Thank you.
Okay, Mary Ann. Mary Ann, you're muted. I'll come back to Mary Ann.
Sorry,
Mary Ann. Proceed
yes.
now? Okay,
yes.
Okay, Sean. Matt.
Sorry, it took me a minute. I'm in the truck. Yes.
Okay, proceed now. Frank.
I vote no.
Okay. Nancy.
Nancy pass.
Okay. Jane.
Yes.
You are you passing? Did you say pass?
No, I said yes.
You said yes. Okay, proceed. Ted.
Yes.
Your yes or pass?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, Susan, I'm going to abstain. I think we had, did we have a pass?
Richard Uzzell.
Richard Uzzell.
Sorry, Richard Uzzell is a no. Is that correct?
No. Yes, that's correct. No.
Okay. Did we have anybody pass?
Adriana and Nancy passed.
Okay. Adriana, what's your vote?
Yes.
Yes. Nancy, what's your vote?
Nancy will vote yes.
Okay. Madam Secretary, can you read the vote?
Eight yes, two no.
What are the numbers?
One abstain.
I have eight yes, two no.
I think that we have three no's. Three no's.
Madam Chair?
Yeah. Yes.
Who's the third no? Adriana changed to a yes.
No, Adriana's not a no. It's Frank who's a no and Richard who's a no.
All right.
Yes, that's what I have.
Could I make a comment?
Yes, please.
Can we hear the vote first?
Before
anybody interrupts.
Wait a minute,
because
Adriana.
If I don't,
Adriana, I need to make a comment because
sorry,
I have to.
Sorry, Madam Chair, but we need
Adriana,
to.
Adriana, please. I am recognizing Richard to make a comment. Please go ahead.
I'm not going to be able to stay any longer tonight, but I look forward to participating in this evaluation. I just think we're putting a cart a little bit before the horse, but that's fine. Carts can work that way too. Wish y'all all the luck in the world and I'll see you at the next meeting.
Great. Thank you very much, Richard.
You bet.
Okay. So, Jane, would you be kind to repeat the count?
Hold on. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Can I please ask the secretary to recapitulate? In other words, say the name and the way.
Okay, I am ready to do that. Are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead, Jane. Yep.
Yes. Teresa Allen, Joseph Davis, Marianne Martinez, Sean McPherson, Jane Scheidler, Ted Weisgall, Adriana Casanave, and Nancy Saibara Naratomi. No, Frank Pretka and Richard Uzo.
And one abstention.
One abstention, which is Susan.
Susan Young.
Susan Young.
Okay, so that vote is complete. Now, I would like to open the conversation.
Sorry, may I ask for the, it's 9 yes, 3 no's, and 1 abstention, right?
That is the count. 2 no's. There were 2 no's.
I know, but 9 yes, 2 no's, and 1 abstention.
Yes.
Yes.
And she read them all,
Adriana.
8 yes.
8 yes. 8 yes. Not 9.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, there is now, we'll open the discussion about how to proceed with a GM evaluation process. I forwarded to everybody, shortly before the meeting, a draft of a process that I discussed with Darlene Pagano. Darlene is a KPFA director. She is an HR professional. She is currently the chair of the PNB personnel committee. And so that outline, that strategy has been sent to you all. Hands up, Nancy and Ted, and I think that also Teresa. Nancy.
I'm sorry, I'm
can my hand up too, Madam Chair?
Okay, sorry. Then, Adriana, you've got your hand up too?
Yes, Madam Chair. I don't know what happened, but every time that I put it up, somebody put it down.
Well, I was trying to get mine down. So anyway, okay, Ted first, then Adriana, and I think that Teresa, you're on the stack.
Okay. I want to compliment you for doing this. Even though I don't know what this is, just the fact that you did something for the sake of transparency and also for my own benefit. And I think all the other members of the committee, I would like you to read aloud what you did post to us. This meeting is being streamed and the people who are not members of this committee would probably like to know what we're going to be debating. So I would request that you read it, Susan, or you share the responsibility. If you don't want to do all of the reading, someone else can do some of it. I would be willing, not happily, but I would be willing to do that.
I can read it. Are there other questions in advance of my reading it? And is there any objection to my reading it into the record? Okay.
Chair, this is Nancy. There's a mistake in it. I mean, we don't have the document you're about to read is from Pagano, is that right?
No, it is not.
Okay. Well, she's got something wrong in there anyway, we don't have a program director, but for the last 3 weeks, we've had a cart on saying that people who want to have a program or they want to have a volunteer for board operations to address their request to Marlo Blue, PD, at kpfd.org. And although we did not select, we didn't reach out to make a selection of a PD, but she's calling herself PD.
So, Nancy, that is an issue that is different from the IGM evaluation, which is the subject now. My understanding that as a technical basis, she is a program coordinator. I think I'll bring up the question of why her email says PD. Okay, starting to read. Narrative. The Pacifica bylaws provide for periodic LSV evaluation of the general manager and program director. At this time, because of financial constraints, KPFT has a voluntary, unpaid, interim general manager appointed by the executive director when the previous GM was furloughed and declined an offer to continue on an unpaid basis. There is no program director at this time. While the IGM has served for more than a year, continued financial constraints have not made it possible to determine whether a salaried position is feasible and therefore what the job posting for a permanent general manager position would be. It is the judgment of the KPFT Management Selection and Review Committee, in consultation with the Pacific Executive Director and the Chair of the National Personnel Committee, that an LSV evaluation of the IGM's performance for the period from July 1, 2023 until the current time would be a useful tool for the LSV and for management. Additionally, the MSRC will seek constructive feedback from employees and from volunteer programmers for the IGM as an opportunity to further strengthen KPFT management. Finally, the MSRC will call upon local station board members to evaluate their own performance, and I should say in addition to the IGM's performance. The LSV surveys and the employees and volunteer staff surveys will not be anonymous, but will be confidential, held and reviewed only by the chair and secretary of the MSRC, held in confidence with the compiled results provided to the MSRC in preparation for a report to the LSV. The surveys to be used will request narrative responses and numeric ratings for the following categories: fiscal integrity and fundraising, physical plant and transmitter functions, safe workplace, programming conforms to the Pacifica mission, local, state, and federal laws, rules, and regulations are followed and reports filed in a timely fashion, fulfills bylaws requirements to attend LSB meetings and cooperate with LSB elections process, staff guidance and training, budget planning process and implementation, HR practices, law, Pacifica handbook, union contract, we don't have that, enhanced community relations through well-maintained websites, social media, community events, and other. And then generally identify things well done, recommendations for improvement, and overall rating. That is the suggested process. Okay, hands, questions. Adriana.
Madam Chair, I mean, I don't know where to start. So many things wrong in what you just read. First of all, you are talking about a director from a station that didn't have a general manager during a lot of years and never performed an evaluation of the general manager. The same person that you're mentioning is the chair of the personnel committee that till now failed to perform the evaluation of the executive director that was supposed to be made 18 months into her tenure. Then I don't believe that Director Pagano will be a good example for us of what to do, because she doesn't do it in her station, and they don't do it at the national level neither. That to start with.
Madam Chair, point of order. Point of order.
Yes, what's your point of order?
My point of order is this is a personal attack on somebody else who's not even here. The question is whether this template is appropriate for us. I move that you hope that you rule the member out of order.
I find you have merit in your point of order. So Adriana, if you have comments about the procedure rather than the
person. Yes, Madam Chair, and nothing is an attack. It's a proof. You can go there and it's facts, what I'm stating.
Madam Chair, I reiterate
please,
the point of order.
Madam Chair.
Point of order. Madam Teresa Chair. Allen, point of order.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Teresa. Yes, Teresa.
Again, I do not agree with any mention of anyone's name. I want to discuss the process the document that you just brought up. Let's discuss that.
I sustain both points of order. Okay, Nancy,
Madam Chair, may I finish?
No, we'll come back to you.
Why not? Because you mentioned the names. I'm sorry, Madam Chair, but you mentioned the names. I answered to what you just read, and everybody can hear that in the audio.
I reiterate my point of order. I ask that the member be ruled out of order. It's not a matter of, for my point of order is not that she named a name, but the personal attack. The question is the template for reviewing the general manager.
I find that your point of order has merit. Adriana,
what rules were broken? Because it's a point of
Rule
order. To gain
order.
The floor. Not to gain
okay,
the floor.
Okay, so there has been a point of order. I have ruled in favor of the maker of the point of order. Adriana is disputing the ruling of the chair.
No, Madam Chair, I'm asking which is the rule that was broken to allow a point of order.
Making ad hominem attacks is not,
appropriate.
Permitted in meetings, as you well know, and that is what you are doing. If you have something to comment about
I challenge your ruling first, Madam Chair, because
okay,
no
so then now
take a vote.
Okay, great. So, Madam Secretary, yes, if you support the ruling of the chair on the point of order. No, if you do not support the chair, and if you support the objection. I will call the roll, and Madam Secretary, will you take the vote? Teresa Allen, yes, if you support the chair. No, if you support the...
I sustain the...
Point
yes,
of order,
I support
Nancy.
The chair.
Okay, Adriana.
No.
Joseph Davis.
Yes.
Marianne Martinez.
Yes.
Sean McPherson.
Yes.
Frank Pratka.
Yes.
Nancy Saibara Narutomi.
No, we didn't get to discuss either or argue.
Nancy,
what
is your
Move
vote?
On.
What is your vote?
I voted
okay,
no.
Nancy's not voting.
Not
Jane Shodlin? Nancy,
Madam
what
Chair,
is your
she
vote?
Said no. She said no.
Okay, great. Jane. Jane Shire, do you
Yes, 1,000 times yes.
Great. Ted?
Yes.
Okay. Susan, yes. Jane, can you please give the count?
I'm sorry, I keep muting myself because I have cats in my office. 8 yes, 2 no.
Okay, so that the ruling of the chair is sustained. So, more discussion about the template. Ted, you
Teresa
have your hand up. Teresa for the stack. And Teresa hasn't spoken as well. So,
what?
Ted first, then Teresa. Then Nancy, Joseph, Adriana.
I would like to add to the process of inclusion of the general manager job description, which includes the following. The general manager is responsible and accountable for the overall administration, personnel, programming, financing, technical operation, and public relations of the station, working in collaboration with a largely volunteer staff, the local station board, volunteers, and the community. The general manager is responsible for monitoring progress against goals by analyzing monthly results, developing periodic forecasts and pipelines, providing progress reports, and ensuring accurate tracking and follow-up on each initiative. And it goes on from there. But
Ted, let me just ask you, achieving
world peace.
I am not going to read anymore.
Understood. My question to you is, first of all, forward that to all of us, but where did you find that job description? And is it the job description that was used when Sandy was hired as the IGM?
This is a job description that was approved on July 11th of 2018. And
so it was used for an earlier GM.
Well, if you have a more current one, I would be happy for that to be included. What I'm getting at is that he should be evaluated on what you said. But in addition, he should be evaluated on the expectations based on what you say he was hired on. And especially important to me.
Object to the inclusion or the addition.
Excuse me.
Okay, so let me ask this. Go ahead, Ted.
Of particular interest to me is community relations. I want to see how others feel about the performance of our general manager in engaging the community. And if he is doing a good job in that area, huzzah, huzzah. If he is not, whether he retains the position or not, he ought to know what people think about community relationships. Thank you.
Okay, so Ted and Sean, what I suggest is this, that rather than incorporating what you have been reading, Ted, that we assure that one of the questions that is included in the evaluation, in fact, number 9, enhance community relations through well-maintained websites, social media, community events, and other. So that is number 9 on this list. Okay.
That's what I
said. Yeah, thank you very much, Sean. Nancy.
Joseph. I think that must be a legacy.
Okay. Joseph.
Okay, I looked at your list, and there's 2 items. Item 1, which I believe is, here it says fiscal integrity and fundraising. Item 7, our budget planning process and implementation. I do agree. I think the 2 items on the list should be on there. My suggestion is to change item 1 to fundraising and everything associated with it, because that's something that the LSB does not oversee, and it's something he simply informs us about in his progress. I would like to change 7, because that's budget planning process and implementation. Well, that all falls directly under the LSB responsibility of Article 7, Section 3A, which is the production of the annual budget and the production of quarterly reports. And we shouldn't be involved any more than that. That's our bylaw duties. So that's what my suggestion. I did email it to you. I suggest we simply change item 1 to fundraising and 7 to fulfilling 7.3.A annual budget and quarterly reports, LSB cooperation, something like that. Thank you.
Thank you for forwarding those. I appreciate those suggested refinements. Let me just say that I do think that fiscal integrity is important, and that is, are there the safeguards that money is not being misused?
And may I add, could I just say that then I would put the word fiscal integrity on item 7 then, because that's how we oversee fiscal integrity.
Okay, so these refinements, what I'd like to do is to incorporate them if no one is arguing with them, and get back to everybody with them. Okay, Ted, is that a legacy hand, or is that Adriana next? Adriana's been on the stack. Adriana? Okay, Nancy?
I did not raise my hand.
Okay, it's a legacy hand. Okay, Teresa, I think you had, did you have your hand up?
Well, I did not print it out, and where I am, I can't pull up my email, so I can't look at it. So I think it sounds good, and if I understand correctly, you're going to attempt to take some of the things that Joseph said and move them down to a different section, and as I understand it, Ted wants something about community relations, but you're saying it's covered in number 9.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So what I suggest is I'll make the adjustments that have been discussed here. I think community relations are there adequately, but I'll ask Ted to look at it again, and I'll return it to everybody for everybody to chew on, are we ready to move forward with the process as outlined here? So I think the question remaining to us is, when do we meet again? And I think what schedule we wish to
Madam
have.
Madam Chair, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Sorry, but I don't know what happened, but I couldn't talk. I want to say something in what you said. You said that the responses will go only to the chair and the secretary. I personally believe that all of us, sign a confidentiality agreement. All of us can handle the responses, and I believe that there's not any reason to be just 2 people that can read that information. I believe that all of us are grown-ups, and if we, for whatever reason, we violate the confidentiality agreement, should be sanctions and should be consequences for that.
I would suggest to you that my experience and the general counsel has said this is a leaky board. We have had gross violations of confidentiality. Okay, Joseph, and then Marianne. And they have they haven't been sanctioned. Joseph.
Well, leaky board notwithstanding, and I think you're probably right about that. I do think that when I look at a statement from somebody, your interpretation may be different than mine, and being able to look at that myself is good. I'd like to think that I'm not a leaky person, but that's my comment, and we'll just leave it at that. Thank you.
Hey, Marianne?
Sorry about that. I'm having a little trouble with my mute button. Well, when the going gets tough, the tough gets going, and I believe that we should meet more frequently. I would say maybe weekly or biweekly at the most in order to get this work done. I know that from my past experience working on something like this, it's best if you can keep your focus. And if we space it too far apart, it's kind of, you know, we have a tendency to kind of lose track of where we left off. And I would like to get this done as quickly as possible, especially since we may be replaced by new board members within the next, 2 or 3 months. So I would say we should meet more frequently and start working on this, cranking this thing out. And that's it.
Okay, so there are a couple of things that we're talking about. The next,
Marianne will make that into a motion, I will second it.
Okay, so there is my suggestion is we need a period of time to be able to notice the next meeting. And next Wednesday, we've been meeting on Wednesdays. Next Wednesday is the LSB meeting. So I suggest that we have our next meeting for the MSRC either October 16th, which is a Monday, or October 18th, which is a Wednesday, and then we continue with those on a weekly basis. How does that sound, and is there any preference?
No objection from Joseph.
No objection.
Okay, so Mondays... Great. Mondays, I know that the personnel committee for PMB meets on Mondays, but it meets at 8:30. So if we met at 6, we would be missing that. The strategic planning committee meets off and on. Would people prefer a Monday meeting or a Wednesday meeting? We've been meeting on Wednesdays. Jane?
I like Monday.
Okay. So generally, Monday at 6 o'clock. Are there objections to our meeting next, October 16th, which is a Monday at 6 o'clock, and weekly on Mondays thereafter? Okay, hearing none, that is our plan. Regarding all aspects of this model, please send your comments, and we may have elements that we need to vote about, and it will be our intention to move forward as promptly as possible with the IGM evaluation. Ted, Nancy, you both have your hands up. Are those legacy?
Nancy wants you to repeat. We're going to meet on October 16th, Monday, and thereafter, what day?
Weekly, Mondays.
Oh,
at 6 o'clock.
I cannot do every Monday at 6.
Madam Chair?
Well, maybe
yes.
If we do all do our
Alan for the staff,
get it knocked out.
My only concern is being able to call in case I'm not able to use my computer for Zoom.
Okay, and so we'll make sure that there is a call-in feature. Nancy, I think we're going to have conflicts with every date, so I would ask you to make it as frequently as you could and in between to email your recommendations. Okay, if there is no further discussion.
Teresa for the stack.
Okay, sorry, Teresa, go ahead and then Ted.
That's okay. Okay, so our next meeting will be on the 16th. Now, there is a national personnel meeting that starts at 7:30 our time, I believe, right? So there is an understanding.
So we meet at 6.
We meet at 6,
so
and there is clearly an understanding that there is an understanding with this group here that, like, it's after 7 right now, and I was supposed to leave it. I understood this meeting will be over since. So there is an understanding that the meeting will on the 16th will be over by, let's say, 7:20, something like that. If it starts at 6.
I think that makes sense, and we'll do a better job of starting on time.
Okay. And then I do have some problems with, are we going to try to do every other, not every Monday? Because I do have some plans for Mondays, and that is a real challenge to do it every week. So did we just agree to do it every week?
That was what was on the table. I think both you and Nancy have raised the question of whether every Monday you can dedicate to that.
Can we take a vote to maybe have it every other week? Just try to get more work done between our meetings so we just hit the ground running at the meetings.
Okay. I did not pose these as a motion. Let me offer this
I don't think there was a vote, Madam Chair, so.
No, there was not. There was not. Mm-hmm. So I'm putting forward a motion that I believe you're putting forward, and that is that we meet every other Monday starting October 16th and at 6 o'clock to end promptly by 7:20.
Madam Chair? Just to simplify things, since the other option is to meet weekly, can we just have a vote and choose either weekly or biweekly and kind of go that way?
I think that sounds like a very good idea. So, Madam Secretary, are you ready to take the vote? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So,
Chair,
the
vote. Born ready. Chair, wait a minute. The vote is yes weekly, no biweekly.
The vote is weekly or biweekly.
Okay.
So you vote from one or the other. Nancy, did you have a question?
Yeah, I was going to ask the chair to ask if there's any objection, but now you're making a combination type. Never mind. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you one by one. Do you want weekly or biweekly? Teresa.
Alan wants biweekly.
Adriana. Joseph.
I'll abstain to let the other voters decide.
Kidoki. Marianne.
Biweekly.
You want weekly?
Biweekly.
Bye.
No.
Bye. Okay. Sean.
Everybody loves you when you're bi.
okay. Frank Pratka.
Bi-weekly.
Great. Nancy. Jane.
Madam Chair, please mention that you didn't hear what Nancy's choice was.
Sure. I didn't hear what Adriana said, and I didn't hear what Nancy said, and I didn't hear what Jane said.
Jane said weekly.
What? Jane? Jane, what did you say?
You said weekly. Hold on. It's just not a thing. There we go. Jane said weekly.
Okay. Ted Weisgall?
Weekly.
Susan, yeah. Ted said weekly.
Okay. Thanks, Ted.
Okay, I'm going to pass. Let me go back to Adriana. Adriana, I see you're muted. Do you wish to vote?
I say weekly.
Weekly. Okay. Nancy.
I'm okay with weekly, but I think if we feel the urgency to change it, I think we should have that option. Oh, that's not a good answer. Okay, just put it on weekly.
So you're voting for weekly. I'm going to vote for biweekly. So, Madam Secretary, please give us the count.
Did we go back to Joseph Davis? He seems to have dropped off the queue.
He abstained.
That's correct. I abstained.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry, Joseph. All right. I've got 4 weekly and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 biweekly.
Would you repeat that, please?
I have 4 weekly. Jane, Ted, Adriana, and Nancy. Bi-weekly, Alan, Martinez, McPherson, Kratka, and Young.
Okay, so it's a close vote, but bi-weekly wins. So we will be meeting every other week starting October 16th, 6 to 7:20. Okay, is there a motion to adjourn?
I move that we adjourn.
Okay.
Teresa Allen.
No second. Is there any objection?
Objection.
Ted, what's your objection?
We were talking about the results of this thing and the idea of it being spread widely, and I would like to hear what the argument is. What is the worst thing that could happen if this?
So Ted, I'm calling you out of order because that was a conversation that should have happened that was germane earlier and that we can take up again at our next meeting. So there's been a motion to adjourn. There was an objection. Shall we take a vote? Okay. Ted, are you willing to withdraw your objection if no one else wants to?
Let's discuss it at the beginning of our next meeting.
That's fine.
Excellent.
Okay. We are adjourned.
Thank you all. Thank you.
Thank you.